I'm going to throw this to Rich. You have a patient with a stage 2 disease. They have adequate number of nodes, no high-risk features. And that person says to you, if I take a fluoropyrimidine alone, is my risk of relapse going to decrease in your best opinion? And if so, how much? And if I add in oxali on top of that, what's your best guess about what's going to happen, knowing that, you know, we don't have perfect data? What do you think?
Well, I think the data from Quasar and from Deb Schrag is very reassuring because the two things show exactly the same thing, and that's about a 2% difference. And then I think that the data from Mosaic showing the two curves entirely on top of each other suggests to me that if you're going to take treatment, 5-FU leucovorin is reasonable treatment to take if you're not high risk for the reasons that were presented in the Mosaic analysis. I don't routinely recommend treatment to those patients. I tell those patients, here's what the difference is. Some people would tell me for 2%, sign me up. Other people would tell me for 2%, you're nuts. What are you trying to talk me into? You have to tell me what you think.
Dan?
Just a comment on that is that this is an instance in which we have to try to use our brains and generalize from the data sets that we see. And I think one of the problems is people seem to think that stage is a dichotomous thing, that there's no overlap. But in fact, some 3A patients with one node will do much better than a stage 2 patient with 0 of 4 nodes, poor differentiation, lymphovascular invasion. That's a stage 2 patient, but we're treating risk. I mean, tumor cells don't have 2s and 3s stamped on them, and the 2s are resistance and the 3s are not. So if you have a stage 2 patient where you would predict using the Mayo Clinic tool or any other tool that their 5-year survival is likely to be 50 or 60%, they probably are going to get the same outcome with any treatment you choose, whether it's a fluoropyrimidine alone or with oxaliplatin. So I think it's a very difficult area, but we've become obsessed over stage 2 versus 3 disease, and I just think it's time for a moratorium on the discussion. And I do think 5202 will give us an enormous amount of data because that does use molecular markers, with the low-risk patients being assigned to surveillance and the putative high-risk patients to FOLFOX plus or minus Bev.
Axel, what do you see in your practice, and how do you sort this through with your patients?
You know, it really varies very much according to in which social family status patients are. It tend to be that patients who are in earlier stages of their life, have family, whatever, try to be on the safe side. They might be overtreated to a great extent because I had a patient who had low risk stage 2 and he said, I really want to get FOLFOX. I tried to discourage him in the end, you know, who am I to make a decision about his life to the extent that it's not unreasonable? But, and you know, elderly patients, they might opt differently about these things. And I think there is, in our treatment approach, in our recommendation, in the way patients approach it, there is a difference in terms of how aggressive we want to be in different situations, family situations, etc.
Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that there is another data set that will be examining the contribution of oxaliplatin in this situation, namely the NSABP C07 trial, which is comparing 5-FU leucovorin given by the Roswell Park type regimen versus the same plus oxaliplatin, the so-called FLOX regimen. And the survival update should be available by ASCO of this year.
Are you going to break out the stage 2, or are you just going to tell us that there's no heterogeneity?
Well, we'll look for signs of any heterogeneity, but right. We did actually in the C07 paper that was published in JCO in the online version, since the editor wouldn't let us put all the tables in the print issue, you can go in and look at the therapeutic effect on disease-free survival by stage, and it was about 2 or 3% benefit in the stage 2 patients.